Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind.
What's going on, Jimmy Casanova, another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, of course, what I always do, I gotta thank you for supporting me, rocking with me, being part of my journey. I am totally honest when I say that my life today is because of y'all. Y'all have blessed me with your listening ears, bless me with your comments, bless me with listening to this podcast. That's helped elevate my life in more ways than you know. So I want to thank you so much for that. This podcast is a special one for me. It's about therapy and counseling. As you probably know, Black Men's Mental Health, what I'm doing right now is I'm really focused on talking about topics, general topics that are important for me to talk about. I wanted to refocus the podcast on educating and helping. In our time today as Black men, we need this help. We need not the victim blame or the shaming or victim blaming. We need help just to be able to talk and gather the tools. And all I could do is just talk to you about my experiences and what I've been through. And hopefully that helps y'all. Counseling and therapy is very important, especially for Black men in America. We don't get the opportunity just to talk. We don't get the opportunity to be able to express how we feel. We don't get the opportunity to really work through our anxiety, our depression, our thoughts, our dreams. We don't even get a chance to express the prejudices, the expectations, the stereotypes that we go through. We are constantly told every day that our opinions do not matter. We are either a paycheck or a tool of some woman's satisfaction. We're also told that we're criminals. We're told that we won't amount to anything. So all day long, we deal with life from a perspective of getting beat on. We get berated with negativity. We get berated with anxiety. We get berated with just, I'm going to be real, evil thoughts about us. Now, I could sit here and talk about what we do. You know me, I don't like to play the victim. I like to talk about taking accountability and responsibility for some of the things that happen in our life. But regardless of that, we still need opportunity to express ourselves and to be able to be in a comfortable, safe environment that will allow us to talk about our experiences and feelings. Therapy and counseling can look different to everybody. For me, as you know, my therapy was this podcast. Now, to me, therapy and counseling are two different things. Therapy is something that helps you to cope with the problems and issues. It could be something simple for me, like doing this podcast is my therapy. Exercise, pursuing something. I mean, there's so many different therapies that could work for you. And really, it's really individual what the therapy is. Counseling is able to sit down with somebody and to let them know what's going on with you and to get not necessarily opinions or feedback, but to be able to talk out what's going on with guidance. Let's put it like that. With being able to talk to somebody with guidance. And when I say that, it doesn't mean that that person is going to tell you the answer. They're not going necessarily going to tell you you are not to blame or whatever. They're going to just help guide you and counsel you in remedies of resolving your issues. You know, I've been to counseling for various reasons. Regardless of my degree in psychology and holding several certifications in mental health and being a life coach, I also do need counseling and therapy. I found that my therapy was this podcast. This podcast gave me an opportunity for me to talk and say things I want to say without the interaction or opinion or criticism of anybody. It's a great outlet for me just to relieve myself as far as my thoughts and be able to interact with people on a platform that I'm able to give the advice without going back and forth. Because sometimes you want to talk. Counseling, I've been, when I was having my anxiety and depression days, I talked to somebody once a month. They checked up about medication and stuff like that. But, just to talk. But it wasn't as impactful as my marriage counseling. Now, my marriage counsel was very impactful. Sometimes it got ugly between me and my wife. We've had sessions where we walked out, we're done, I'm done. I've had my point where, during counseling, because, you expose a lot. I walked out, I'm done, this is over. She's done it. Actually, during one-on-one sessions I had, the idea of the book that I'm almost finished with, Men Are Meant to Be Broken, came from that thing. I came up with the term during a counseling session of my responsibility as a man to my marriage. I was looking to blame my wife for everything. And to come to find out, my pain was because I was broken from growing up and stuff. But then I came to the realization as men are meant to be broken, because through that brokenness, we develop strength to be better, to grow, to fix, to build. And literally like that, that's what I was talking about. I came to that realization. I was like, but through my pain, I was saying something like, but through my pain, I've learned so much and I can help my family. And, I guess in a sense, men are meant to be broken. And he stopped me and looked at me and said, say that again. Because then I said a few things and he stopped me. He's like, say that again. I was like, I said whatever I said. He's like, no, before that. I was like, men are meant to be broken. He was like, wow, that's deep. He was like, man, if you don't take that for a book, I'm going to take that. I was like, well, I'm going to write a book one day about that. And counseling has helped me come through a lot of realization about myself. My therapy has been able to help me get through things, but the counseling helped me get through a lot of things. And it's okay. There's nothing shameful about doing counseling. There's nothing shameful about talking to somebody. There's nothing shameful about being able to do something that gets you into a balance within yourself. It's nothing to be ashamed about, and it's also something that is needed. As a Black man, you understand the struggles that you deal with every day. You understand the pressure it is in America to be a Black man. We are attacked from all sides. Now, this is not negating what we could do to be better, but I recognize all scenarios. The scenario that we do what we do to involve ourselves and put ourselves in a position and keep being in this position. But I also realize the external factors that has helped and contribute to the situation we're in right now. I never want anybody to feel that I am blaming people or blaming things. I don't want to jump on that bandwagon. That bandwagon is so full right now. The, oh, you know, America did this. We were slaves and blah. We know that. And because of that, it's been a culture that our mental health is not important. And the most important thing I saw to mental health is being in a space and be able to talk about our problems, because we're not used to that. Men, we eternalize, try to fix ourselves quick. You know, we box it up, put it in a box, throw it away. We're not taught to show emotions or to talk about them or to, you know, be in a space where we feel comfortable enough to, feel vulnerable. But counseling is needed. My story is I should have went to counseling years ago. Actually, I should have continued counseling years ago. It would have helped me deal with a lot of things. It would have helped me deal with passing of my father, passing of my best friend, loss of business, loss of important people in my life at the time. It would help me deal with it, but because I chose not to do it, I wasn't able to tackle those situations with my best mindsets. You know, I didn't start to do therapy until after everything to find my peace. You know, for me, a therapy is me coming to my porch. Don't worry, on what I do is I have a TV out here because that's where I'm at right now. I have my patio set. I have a TV with surround sound outside. Yeah, it's outside. And I'll turn on Netflix and go to the fireplace movie. It's a movie that just pretty much plays a fireplace for an hour and a half, right? I throw that on. I connect my Bluetooth to the surround sound system and play music, usually like R&B, slow music. And I just light up a cigar and relax. You know, this is after a day of work, a day of being with my family. And I just sit out here and I smoke my cigar, look at the fireplace, listen to the music, and just relax. That's my form of therapy. Now yours could look different, but for me, that's therapy. It makes me reach a place of peace. It allows me to think. It allows me to dive into my thoughts. It allows me to think about the future, where I want to be, what I want to do. It allows me to drift and just to embrace the moment. No kids, no wife, no friends, no business, no nothing. I'm just able to be in the moment. And that's a form of therapy for me. Now, everybody's different. Yours may be a bubble bath. Yours may be going to get a manicure, pedicure. Yours may be you know, watching TV. But you got to find something that's going to bring you to a peaceful state. A state where you don't worry, you're all the hustle and bustle and problems and pressures of the day just go away. And you can just relax. I do everything now to pamper myself as my therapy. I know, I don't know by the time this is posted, maybe done by later this week. We're doing a resurfacing of one of my tubs in my house. And we're going to resurface it, clean it up, all that stuff, you know, the resurface of it. And I plan on engaging in maybe weekly bubble baths where I just get in the water and just relax. I'll go to my pool sometimes. You know, I'll go in my pool, especially, you know, I'm in Florida, so nights are hot. So when it's evening time, the pool is nice and warm, cool, but warm in a sense. And I just go in there and just relax. I already told you my cigar thing. Or I just go to the side somewhere in my house and just do work, you know, write my book, do a podcast. So I have several ways that I actually do self-therapy. I'm not currently in counseling right now because I'm at a place where I don't feel the counseling right now will help me in a sense. I'm good, but I don't rule it out. I may go back to counseling when I need it. And it also gives you a place to talk and discuss about your problems. Now, don't get me wrong. I want to talk reality. Everybody don't got insurance or enough money for counseling, you know. But there's other ways, you know. Try to find a mentor, somebody that you respect that you could talk to. And if you don't have anybody, then really find some type of hobby or activity that really brings you to a peaceful moment. You know, I love to go in my pool, like I said, at night when it's nice and warm. The pool's not hot, it's not cold, but it's not hot. It's just at that nice, cool temperature. And I just swim and just float around. Or my cigar. So whatever you do, find that zen, find that thing that could be your therapy, because we all don't got money for counselor. We all got money to go to a paid counselor. We don't. So find your therapy. Find what is good for you. You know, you may go to a massage therapist, get a massage, a chiropractor. I mean, you know, you got to find something for you. Now, if you have insurance, you know, there are a lot of counseling facilities that accept, you know, insurance. Some places the copay or your medical is low. So, you know, you just do a little research and I know you could find something that's right for you. But let's start having the conversation with yourself that you need your therapy, you need your knee time, you need counseling. Because I tell you right now, black man, there is no, what can I say? There is no treatment that is specific for us and meant to help us. So we have to help ourselves. And we have to do these things that is conducive for us to have mental stability. Understand that. Counseling and therapy is very important. I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't do therapy or do the things that I knew were good for me. You know, I schedule manic pedicures for myself. I schedule time to go to the chiropractor. I schedule time at night. I come out here and smoke a cigar and relax. I do these things with a purpose. I put it in my life that I'm going to give an hour or two or whatever for me. Forget the kids, forget the wife, forget business, forget all that. It's for me. I am doing this for me to find my peace, to find my stability. So do whatever you can to go to counseling, to create therapy for yourself. Do everything you can, because I know once I started doing that, my days were better. My relationships were better. I didn't have tension. I didn't have anger. I didn't have animosity. I was able to tackle the day, even if everything's being thrown at me, with grace, with pride, with leadership, with assurance, because I have these things that I put, I instill in my life that give me balance. Counseling and therapy gives you balance as a Black man, and gives you an outlet to be able to express the special, to express the special needs, the special situations that we go through because we're Black men. All right, people. I appreciate you listening to this podcast. Once again, check out CasanovaWilliams.com. Check me out and what I'm doing on my podcast, my books, everything's on there. So check it out. Also, check out me and my wife, Cass and Bell. Our website's up. Everything we do there, you know, our podcast, things like that. Once again, I got to say, guys, I appreciate you so much. Without you, I wouldn't be doing this. I wouldn't be in the life I am right now. So trust me, I appreciate you. Until next time.